Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then lube up and get on top.
A glory hole's like a dick theater. Imagine your pants.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello. Welcome back to another episode here at By the By.
Yes. And we are sitting here not alone. We are with someone that you all know and love almost as much as we know and love him.
Almost.
Almost.
Also someone we haven't had on in a while.
Yes, yes.
So welcome the gentleman.
Thank you. Yes, welcome back, microphone people.
Look, to be honest, microphone people, it has been nearly as long that you have heard him as we've had him in our bed.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, about true, isn't it?
But that doesn't change a thing. He's still as sweet, smart. Let me refresh that.
He's still beautiful.
Yeah, I think the last
just wait till next week.
Wasn't that smart.
I don't know. Yeah. What order is this going in?
Yeah, this one's first.
Okay, yes. Excellent. Oh. So, spoiler alert for next week. He's beautiful, and we love him a lot.
I'm
the funny one, right?
You're a funny one.
Right, a funny one, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yes, so we are sitting here on a beautiful Saturday night, that we have been fortunate enough to have the gentleman with us since yesterday. He's spent Friday and Saturday night, and it's been a long time.
Mm.
And I don't
been.
Like it,
it
but I can accept it.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a rough start of the year.
This Saturday night happens to be a post-pendulum Saturday night.
Yes, it does.
Which you'll be hearing more about. However, in the meantime, our next pendulum party is on June 28th.
That's good, because I had a few people on Instagram already asking me. The interstaters.
Yeah,
the interstaters are like...
You got a plan.
No, I respect it.
Yeah.
But they expect me to know. And they don't understand that Angela does not look at Instagram. She looks at Pippin's Instagram. Mm. So... is not to increase Pippin's bandwidth, but if you have a question about when the fucking pendulum parties are, I suggest that you follow Pip the Floof at Instagram and ask Pippin, because Pippin will be better suited to answer your questions than Bradford will. Angela does not go on Instagram.
Yes, but
except to do Pippin.
But they also might think that we talk to each other, right?
Well, we do talk to each other quite a lot. But if they've listened to the podcast ever, they know I have no fucking clue when things are happening.
Correct. That's correct. So June 28th.
That is dumb.
June 28th is the next pendulum. And so for you interstaters, I understand the need to plan. So if you need information, just message me. Let me know.
That's right.
Or send us an email or, you know, connect on Discord, all the things.
Well, sure. Tight.
It'll be shortly thereafter, the winter solstice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the winter solstice is June 21st in Australia. In North America, it's the summer solstice.
So of course.
The
Makes
shortest
sense.
Day of the year.
Uh-huh.
There's your trivia question for
How
the
does
night.
That work on a flat earth? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's not as dumb as he looks.
I mean, I don't know.
There is no North Pole.
Unless I'm laying down and my dick's out.
Also, events coming up in November. We have Escape to the Tropics. We are over halfway sold out, so only a handful of rooms left. And if you want more information about that, message us either through our website, www.bytheby.com.au, or you can email us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com. You can reach out to us on RHP. I don't know what we are, but it is an event on RHP.
We are By the By, BYTHEPI.
There we go. It is also an event on RHP, so you can look for it there. Or a message on Instagram and see what Bradford tells you about it.
Bradford will tell you to contact them somewhere else. Yeah.
So if you are interested in Escape to the Tropics, let us know. Hit us up. It is a fun resort takeover. It's a week-long thing and a lot of sexy couples coming. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it is the best week spent with some of the best people that I've ever had the pleasure of encountering.
You're right here, mate.
Yeah. Aside from the two of you, of course.
So is that all the housekeeping? Wow. I didn't even have to do half of it. You all did most of it. That's great.
I know.
Holy shit. That's what happens when I'm playing with my phone.
Very efficient.
And now I have to refill my wine because I am empty after all that.
I love it. One more thing. Mm. If you would like to help us and support us and you can't come to a Pendulum Party or you can't come to Escape, all you have to do is support us on any level at patreon.com/bythebypodcast. What do you get other than my undying support and the occasional, you know, nude selfie? Well, you get instant sex gratification by joining our wonderful group of people. I will say it's the best community in the world because, well, it's the community that whenever I'm freaking out and have headspace issues, I reach out to. On our Discord space, we have channels like Not Safe for Work, we have the travel, we have the puppies, and we also have the food.
Mm-hmm.
And the memes.
And the Ask Us and the memes.
I love the memes.
So
yeah. And there's been some really good food looking stuff lately.
If you want to help us, join us and chat with us, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/bythebypodcast. Tonight, well, we're going to talk about a few things. But the first thing we're going to talk about is, real quick, 2 weekends ago, Angela and I had the opportunity to go with Spanky to Velvet.
Mm-hmm.
At OSS, and it's run by a wonderful, wonderful couple. I don't have their permission to say their names, so I'm not going to say their names, but she is now she's now the voice of Our Secret Spot. So if you call Our Secret Spot, you'll probably talk to her. Just tell her how cute she is, and I love her so much. On top of that, he is this sexy, brilliant, awesome DJ, sexy man. And I love them together. They're what makes Oreo cookies amazing, right? They're a little bit of that chocolate crisp and a little bit of that double stuffed cream. And I kind of love them.
You just want to eat them up.
I just want to eat them up. I want to dunk them in milk. I want to dump them in some Bradford milk. Wow. That's what I want. Is that weird?
Tear them in half and lick the cream out of the middle.
I do. I kind of do. And then eat them both.
Wow.
Like they're wonderful humans. But so Velvet, for folks who don't know what it is, it's a kink party get together on a sex on premises, our secret spot space.
And it's been going for a long time, a number of years now. It hasn't always been at OSS, but no. It is now.
I will say, barring a very recent event, which you'll hear about in a moment, it is the greatest embracing of dress and costume I have ever seen.
Oh, yeah, great.
So they did, their theme was gods and goddesses.
Okay.
And they very smartly hung some candles and, like, I say candles, but, you know, like the faux candles and clouds from the sky in OSS.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so he gets on stage. They do this thing where everybody comes in and then at 10 o'clock,
yeah, it was 10.
Which is late for Bradford, but then everybody needs to come down to the main floor of OSS and they do the chat. And it's basically talking about consent and talking about why we're here and what it means.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
it's just smart stuff. But it's 10 o'clock and it's a little late for Bradford. And I was already sleepies, but not the point. But he did this very funny, very clever, very smart. Down below us is Hades, bathed in red.
Cool. Yeah.
That's the dungeon where pain is at your very pleasure. And then here we are amongst the mortals. And above us is heaven.
Olympus.
Right. Olympus of heaven, nice. where all the fucking happens. And I'm like, dude, I can only get so erect. Right? It was awesome. And they host a very smart, sexy, fun party.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a kinkster, if you're not, I will admit, I had been traveling for the past fortnight. I did not want to go. It was flatly, I didn't want to go. I was convinced by Angela and Spanky to go. I got there. The first hour and a half was hard for me because I was exhausted and my brain was a little muddy.
I will also say that we walked into Velvet and it has, like I said, it's been going for a long time. So there's a lot of people that have gone routinely. They know each other, that kind of thing. And so it felt a little clicky at first. And not really knowing anybody, not expecting to know anybody, we were kind of like, okay, like we're in this space. Let's see what it's like. We knew that there was going to be kink play, that kink was allowed. It's kind of that it was set up for that in some of the areas. And so we were interested to see what that was going to look like. We didn't take anything with us because we're like, this is just kind of like a, you know, let's check it out and see what's going on.
We're just happy to be there.
Yeah. And so the first little bit, we were kind of, I would say we're wandering around a little bit, but just really keeping an eye on what was going on and who was there. And then this was one of those parties that people didn't really get there early, unlike Pendulums. And so a lot of people started coming in at that 9:30, 10 o'clock mark. Right,
heads the 10 o'clock.
Yeah. And at that point, we started seeing people that we knew from other areas of life, from the lifestyle, from Rule 34s, from like all kinds of stuff. And it was like, okay, actually we know a fair number of people here, more than we expected to know.
Right.
So at that point, it then kind of becomes a bit more fun because then it becomes more social. I think Bradford was settling in at that point.
I was. And look, and it's really interesting. So just to sort of comment on something that you said about it being clicky, it's always something that I worry about with Pendulum because we have a core Pendulum crew,
yes.
Right? There is,
yeah.
At any Pendulum, there's 6 to 16 people who I would call regulars.
Yeah.
And it always concerns me because I don't want us to be that group, right?
Yeah.
We don't want to be that circle of people who it's impossible to penetrate, pun intended.
Uh-huh.
We want to be open and accepting of anything that's inserted into our circle.
And it is tough because
that works on. So, I'm sorry. That's really funny. Can we just acknowledge that was good?
That was great.
Thank you.
That was great.
It was like an elevator joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. It only lasted 30 seconds.
Well, and it works on all levels.
I love you. Just, it's true love.
It is one of those things that at Pendulum, because you do have people that are coming together that know each other, haven't seen each other in a little while, that you want to catch up.
Yeah.
But it's also, I try to be aware of, let's not be closed off and not include people. And so I try to both say hi to new people, bring them in if we can, and just make sure that people are talking to people. And if there's somebody that looks like they're alone, try to do something about it. I mean, maybe not always because can't be everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
But
and to defend the Velvet people, like literally you and Spanky were walking around, like trying to trying to talk to people. And I was that guy who was the anchor. And by the anchor, I don't mean I was holding us together. I mean, I was holding us back because I think my arms were crossed and I had the urban scowl on my face for most of the time. But it was very clear that the people there really liked each other, cared for each other, and were happy to see one another. It felt like a pendulum.
It did.
But with kink
as its
core.
More
kinky
of,
core.
Yeah.
As more of a focus.
Yeah. Kinky core instead of a Twinkie core.
It was
what I did there?
It was a lot of fun. And I was super impressed with how many people dressed up and the effort that they went to.
I saw some of the best costumes I've ever seen at OSS.
Yeah. I was going to say that I'm curious about. What sort of costumes did you witness while you were there?
Again, gods and goddesses. One of the early folks that we spoke to had a 3D printed Anubis mask that they had printed, and it was fucking intimidating and awesome.
It was really cool.
Intimidating and awesome.
Cool.
There was a group of three that came in, and it's hard to describe. It felt, what's that Margaret Atwood book where it got turned into a television show where women are just breeders? They were very Handmaid's Tale.
Right, okay.
But it wasn't, right? It felt like it was, but it clearly wasn't. They had these giant knitted hats.
That almost looked like lampshades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had lights dangling down from the hats.
It was really cool.
Yeah, cool.
So you couldn't see their face.
Yeah.
But, like, it was beautiful.
Yeah,
like, weird, but
I really enjoy it when people put in the effort,
right? Yeah.
And it shows to the community that the party has built.
Yeah,
yeah, they care about it. They want to contribute, and that's how they do it.
Yeah,
yeah. And there was another couple where she had made their outfits and like gotten a stick from the woods and put some like vining around it and like glued a pine cone, spray painted it gold, like made this whole thing, and it looked really good.
Yeah,
and just homemade whatever kind of stuff. Like it was actually a fair bit of effort put in.
Lots of togas, like as you would expect.
Yeah.
But like it really was a lot of very clever twists on the gods and goddesses play.
Awesome. Yeah.
And I will say one thing that is a perpetual problem in, I'm going to say, any kind of club like this where they do a theme like that, or like heaven and hell, devils and angels, anything like this, is you will get people that are wearing wings. Now, some people that had wings at this one, they had the little wings that were
conscientious wings.
They're like
the ones that aren't like 9 feet wide. Yeah,
yeah, they're like shoulder width apart, or maybe just barely more. But there were a few people that had like the big wide wings. Definitely had a problem going through crowds with that, and
walking up the stairs.
And, yeah. So if you're doing anything like that, just be conscious of like how wide your wings are, because it really can make life difficult there. But that's all. But no, honestly, some like really, really fantastic costumes and like some makeup done.
Lots of lights, lots of makeup, this is going to like home crafted, which isn't a bad thing. Like it, because I think home crafted, there's something about like it means you care enough not just to throw money at the problem. Mm. Right, you're going in to create something.
Yeah, and I wish I was talented enough to do some of that stuff.
Yeah. It's like a community that creates is just fun. It's inherently fun.
Yeah.
We got.
Are they always a theme?
It's always a theme.
It's always a theme. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was a really good night. Like Bradford said, there was the talk at 10 o'clock, and after that is when, while there were people upstairs playing and a little bit downstairs before the talk. After that is when it kind of like really people split off.
Yeah, the play really started to rock on.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
We got to see some great shibari with some suspensions, easy for me to say. We got to see some impact play.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And the problem was at that point, we started running into people we knew. We ran into friends of ours that had moved to Melbourne and were coming back. They had come back. It was their first time back in Sydney in months. We didn't expect to see them there. They didn't expect to see us there. So it was kind of one of those Spider-Man where we just kind of all we were all pointing.
What
at
are
each
you
other.
Doing here? Yeah. Same thing you are.
Yeah, exactly. And then we ran into some friends from Rule 34 Days.
Yeah.
Yep.
And like introducing to their poly group, it was really, it ended up becoming a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, it did feel like a slightly kinkier pendulum party.
Yeah.
Slightly more queer, I would say.
Yes.
But it still had...
Which is a shame. That's something I aspire to for a pendulum.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a very good feel. And for us not really knowing at all what to expect going in, because we've heard about this party forever and just haven't ever made it. And so going into it kind of completely blind, knowing that it's kink friendly, other than that, no idea really what the vibe is or what it's like. Like it felt good. Like it felt like a good, I mean, I know I said before that we were afraid it was clicky and, you know, but it got there. Like, and I think it was just one of those things that once enough people get there and that energy builds, we were just there very early as we tend to do.
Yeah.
So it was good once that energy kind of built and then you get like the vibe and people are talking and mingling and moving and that kind of thing. Like Bradford said, the effort into costumes was fantastic to see. Like, we just wander all night and just look at people. Try not to stare creepily, but look at people.
And there's a number of people I walked up to and I was like, you look amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
You look amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just watching different scenes and stuff like that. Like, it was a fun night. And it was good to be introduced, I think, to the party. And I was surprised at how easy it felt, to be honest. Yeah. And I don't know why I was surprised at that, but I was.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, we have been out of the OSS circle for, you know, a while, like, and going back that, you know, we've now gone back a couple of times in the last few months. It does, like, it feels like familiar ground, like an old home, but at the same time, it feels new because there are many new faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And so it's not, it's, it's which neither is, good nor
great,
bad,
really.
Right?
Well, I think good. It's great.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's this,
yeah.
You have to be in that headspace to be ready to receive that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Although it sounds like a credit to the organizers that you, like you said, you walked in and you weren't 100% on board with being there.
Yeah.
In the first place, you just weren't in that headspace. But at a certain point in the party, you've gone, oh, hey, this is actually really good.
Yeah.
And it pulled you out of that.
It really did. Like, we ended up staying pretty late.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, I can tell you going in, I was like,
organizers, isn't it? Like, and the people there.
Absolutely. It's such a compliment to them. Like again, they're wonderful, sexy, brilliant human beings. And they pull together a great group of people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I would highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually look forward to going back.
Yeah, well,
I'd love to.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Oof. Rough.
All right. That was
week before last.
Yeah.
Or
last week.
It depends on when you're listening to the podcast. Well,
fine.
That was in the past.
It was previous.
That was past. Now past.
Now
future past.
Now.
What?
Are these the days of future past?
Oh, my God, yeah. Which timeline? Is it the McAvoy or the...
NCXX523.
Uh-huh.
Yep. 0.2. A. All right. So last night we had a pendulum party. It was a very special pendulum party. It was the second pendulum party ever that we had a theme and the second one that we had a DJ at.
Yeah. And also, just for the record, this was Pendulum 34.
Oh, excellent.
34.
Yeah.
Right. I asked that question earlier.
You did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Wow. Honestly,
it only took us that long to get, themes.
I think that would have to rank for me. I think it's like in the top three pendulum parties that I've ever been to.
I'm going
to
say that as well.
I had a lot of fun last night.
Agreed. I will agree.
I will agree. Well, let's break it down a little more in a second. But it was the Rocky Horror Pendulum Party.
Yes.
And look, I'm not going to lie, this is a bit of a non sequitur kind of tangent, surprise, surprise, but Rocky Horror has a very tumultuous place in the queer community. Richard O'Brien, the writer, creator of Rocky Horror, has said some questionable things about trans people and has then reneged on some of those things and then has then continued to say some of those things. But... I'm going to start with, I saw Rocky Horror Picture Show when I was probably 15 or 16 the first time. And I was with just friends,
uh-huh.
Two ladies and a fella. And we were at one of their ladies' houses and we were looking for something to watch. And it was on her bookshelf as a VHS. If you don't know what a VHS is.
Betamax, yeah.
Imagine a cassette, but with video. And if you don't know what a cassette is, just Google it. So we pulled it off and put it in, but not sexually. but we started watching this, and I'm going to say immediately, I was just enthralled.
Yeah.
Like, once you get to the castle, and there's two great songs before the castle, but like once Brad and Janet enter the castle and you see this group of weird, awesome people, and then Frankenfurter comes down the elevator. Like, I remember sort of that was one of those first moments. That was a ping moment uh-huh. in my life where I suddenly was like, looking around at my Ooh. Friends who were either disinterested or appalled and thinking, I'm not like these people.
Uh-huh.
I think that was like, that was for sexually, I should say. I knew I wasn't like people
it's
before.
It's quite erotic, isn't it?
It is. But in a really safe way, right? Like, it's erotic, but it's PG-13.
Yeah. Yes. I would agree.
So it was just for a small town Kentucky boy to see...
But it does.
Tim Curry in a corset and a cape and lovely silk gloves.
It certainly does pique your interest.
Yeah.
And when you see Frankenfurter come out and disrobe for the first time, it's not a – and I think it could go both ways. You're either like, oh, what's that? Or you're like,
oh. And I'm going to build on –
at that moment, you're captivated.
I'll build on what you said. You are either appalled or empowered.
Yeah.
And okay.
My friends were appalled and I was empowered.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, this person is clearly not like anyone else. And yet they are owning themselves. They're proud. Like, I don't know what we'll use the pronouns they, though at the time, I think that was extremely rare. The movie was filmed in 1975. Mm.
Yep.
But they are never, like, you can't shut Frankenfurter up or down. And I love that. Yeah. So it was a very special theme for me.
Why? Do you think I should? I love that quote.
What have you done with Janet? Nothing. Why?
Also, I will say that one of the common things, and I heard it from other people as well last night, is that Rocky Horror Picture Show is often one that is shown in theaters, or at least it was shown in theaters, like every Friday night.
Kind yeah.
of. And I know that one of the ladies I was talking to, I think it was 11 o'clock every Friday night that they saw it. When I was in college, one of our local theaters did it every Friday night at midnight. So every Friday night at midnight, you're there, you're doing the callbacks, you're taking all the props, all the stuff. Like, it was just kind of this fun thing to do. And it was cheap. Like, for us, yeah. it was super cheap. So it was great when you're in college. It's good entertainment. And it's just, and again, you're kind of like building that empowerment and then community and people. And it was just so much fun.
It's so funny. Because, I mean, I remember the first time I saw it in its entirety, which was last night.
I was going to say, you mean yesterday?
Yeah. Before yeah. we went to Pendulum?
Yeah. In its entirety, I'd have to say, because I think I remember as a child seeing the first bit where Brad and Janet come into the castle
yeah.
mm-hmm.
and Frankfurter comes out. Mm. But that's as far as I think that I was ever allowed to watch.
But why?
Oh, yeah, well, let's... Probably scared I'd turn out the way I did, you know.
And we love you more for
yeah.
it.
Yeah, but awesome movie though.
Yeah. Isn't
it? Yeah.
I
would love to go and see the theater show now because this is the first I'm kind of hearing about callbacks and all of that. It sounds like a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
We'll have to find a time and do that.
Yeah. And like it sounds like that like it's almost expected to get dressed up mm-hmm. and go.
It's encouraged. It's highly encouraged.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, and I know that
I'd love to do that.
And when I went on like the every Friday night at midnight kind of thing, they would always anybody who was new, all the virgins that were in the crowd, they'd make them come up and strip down to their undies and like, you know, on the stage.
Definitely.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. I'm not wearing underwear.
But it's also a show that is very iconic. Many people know about, I'm going to say most people know, or at least know enough about to where even if you don't dress up as a character, which we'll talk about costumes and things later shortly, but even if you don't dress up as a character, you know enough to say, okay, I'm going to wear something sparkly or a corset or et cetera. And so it is an easy one for people to get into the theme of, even if they're not super familiar with it or super keen on it kind of thing.
Yeah.
So even as a theme for a party like this, I think it's one that does really well because everybody wants to dress up and look pretty and look interesting and do something different.
Well, I also kind of feel like it's kind of the vanilla entry into kink a little bit, right?
I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah. Like,
there's that wonderful scene. That's wonderful. It's awful, but where Frank is whipping Riff Raff with a flogger.
Oh yes.
After Rocky gets away.
Yeah.
Like, and I'd forgotten that until rewatching it. I was like, oh yeah, maybe that's why I am the way I am.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
But even like, you know, but the fishnets, the stilettos, it's a bit kinky for someone who hasn't had any experience in it.
It is.
It borders the horizons.
Very encouraging.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like for vanillas, it is very like
yeah.
the shit that we do now. I look at Rocky Horror and go, oh, you're so cute.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Right. But
yeah.
Like, I still look back on it with such fondness because it gave me a space and the permission space to become the Bradford that you all know and tolerate.
Yes, that's correct. Some of us love you, some tolerate.
Yeah, it's fine. It's all right.
I love to tolerate you.
So that's why we did the theme.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was hugely successful. Everyone that went, I was hoping that people would get on board, and they did in spades.
I will say, of all the pendulums we have had, the buy-in for Pendulum, number one, this was like, I think we were sold out, mm-hmm. as far as I understand. Mm-hmm. Two, and again, 34th Pendulums, and like that's kind of awesome.
Uh-huh.
Two, we had the most people who put some sort of effort into what they looked like.
Yeah.
Like, not that people come in rocking up like on a non-themed pendulum night, mm-hmm. but it was like these people really
it was wildly
anticipated.
No, it didn't
terrible.
Quite work. Yeah,
terrible.
Damn it! I must be the smart one now.
That makes you the pretty one, dumbass.
Oh, damn it!
I will say though, if we're going to talk about like pendulum buy-in and whatnot, I'm just going to ignore the two of you for the moment.
Probably for the best.
But if you're going to talk about that, I will say as well that I would say it's the first one in a while, not ever, but by any means, but the first one in a while where I saw a lot more male play.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh, yes.
And that's really refreshing because that was kind of...
A lot of penis owners were playing with other penis owners.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it was really good to see because that's kind of the point, and what we want to encourage is exploration or play or whatever. I mean, it could be puppy piles, it can be anything, but we just don't really want that couple kind of thing. And I feel like this one was the first one in, not that there hasn't been in the past, but I feel like there's been more behind closed doors kinds of things, but this was, there was a lot.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Open. In the playroom and, upstairs, and I saw a lot of action.
Yeah. And I'm really glad that people are comfortable enough to do that and to really kind of embrace it. Like, this is the theme. This is why we're here. Let's do it.
And
it sounds like y'all are peeing, but you're actually pouring wine.
I was going to be quiet, but like, are we?
Oh. Oh.
Cold chill.
Jeez, that water's cold.
Do you do that? Like when you pee, do you get like a cold shiver across your shoulders?
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
Is that just a boy thing?
Not always, but like when you hold it back for some reason or whatever, and then when you finally go, yeah. For sure. For sure. 100%.
Never.
No.
Okay.
Not that I recall. I'm going to pay attention now though.
Like, it feels like all the heat is leaving my body and like the liquid is storing heat. So.
I cannot say
and
that
you
I
pull
have
that weird problem. Face to that.
Oh, yeah, and then your shoulders come up to your ears and they shake a bit.
And they shake a bit.
Do they shiver a bit?
A little.
Yeah, just that little bit.
With anticipation. See, that's where
that's how it works. All right, man.
Anyway, so I, of course, went as Dr. Frankenfurter.
You,
the role you were born to play. It was
100%. You were such a good Frankenfurter that I don't think anyone actually recognized you until we pointed you out to them.
I had 3 or 4 long-term friends that I have fucked
walk right past you.
Look me in the eyes, look down, and then walk past me.
I saw there was one couple that walked past you because I was standing next to you. And like, when we walked out of here in the elevator, I was like, fuck, I thought for a minute, like, where's Bradford? But I saw a couple that we have played with regularly sort of walk past you, and they were scanning the crowd looking for you. Because they saw Angela, and I saw them sort of dart,
mm-hmm.
Oh, where's Bradford? And they walked straight past you. I was like,
You were such a good Frankenfurter. Because like,
you had the boots. You were taller than normal.
I had the fro.
Had the fro, the pearls, the lipstick. Yeah. It was, You embodied Tim Curry.
I will say, last night was the first time in a long time that, like, there's something fun about play acting. But last night was that first night in a very long time that I really allowed myself to fully embody another character. And, of course, that character was my hero, Tim Curry, as Dr. Frankenfurter. It felt fun.
Well,
it was just fun.
Yeah, you pulled it off. And Frankenfurter worked well, too.
But, like, yeah, it's weird because we've talked about this before on the podcast. We don't often give ourselves the space to play. And for me, last night was space to theatrically play, to become something that I'm not, and allow myself to improv and riff on things. And we did our talk.
I will say that you did the talk because we were going to do the talk, and I knew that there were a couple of things that I was like, he's going to forget to mention these things. And you actually did very good and remembered them. So then I didn't really have anything to say.
And I felt bad because it was a single microphone situation. And I knew when we were asked by our DJ whether or not we needed 2 microphones, we should have had 2 so that you could shut me up. But
no, it was great. You did well.
Yeah, you did well.
I went full Frankenfurter monologue. Yeah. I was very proud of some of my, like, I don't know if you noticed, but I kept calling back the movie.
You did. Yes, I noticed that. Yeah.
So,
and then after that, they played the Time Warp.
Yeah, and we danced.
And we danced and sang and went nuts.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I had to get dragged off the dance floor huffing and puffing because I was like, oh my God. Let's do the Time Warp again.
I mean, it's just a jump to the left.
And a step to the right.
We can't pay for the rights. It's just a jump to the left. But we can't pay for the rights.
Excellent.
But, okay, starting out with huge shout out to the OSF staff. Jay dressed up. Mm-hmm. Jay had a harness and pearls. And
beautiful.
Fishnets. And, like, I have never been more attracted to a man that probably has no interest in me at all, that wasn't on a movie screen in a very long time. So
he was beautiful.
Like, that's like right there. Mm. It brought me warmth to my loins.
Yeah. Mm.
All the staff were great, aren't they? They always are.
The staff is fantastic.
But I think they had a fun night too. Yes. You know, they saw a lot of good action, and they saw a lot of people having the time of their lives. Yeah. Really, like it was fantastic.
That was great. Like I love the staff. I love the staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anyway, yeah. We love you. The number of people who bought into the theme.
Yeah, so I will say that.
So we should also talk about your all's costume. Sorry, I'm bouncing around like mad.
Oh yeah, right.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, well, I dressed up as Rocky. That was pretty. That was pretty easy. Gold tight shorts, and I had a bit of a gold mesh shirt and a hoodie. Gold hoodie.
You had a wig. You had a Rocky.
Oh yes,
wig.
I had the blonde wig. Yeah. Yep, that's sitting on the table in front of us.
It looks like a dying albino rat.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Damn, that thing was hot by the end of the night.
Wait, it's got your keys. I think it's going to steal
it
your
does.
Car.
Yeah. It's a yeah. Yeah, I'll let it.
So I was not a Rocky Horror character. I more just kind of embodied the film itself.
You were an unconventional conventionalist.
Right. Yes, that's it. So I had fishnets, of course. I had a skirt. I'm working from the bottom up.
Yeah, you are.
I had a skirt that had It's Astounding and the lips on the front and the back. And red top, of course, to go with that. And then I had some Dr. Frankenfurter earrings and a headband with a little hat, like a little red, like Columbia kind of hat. Yeah, sequin.
Yeah.
So that was just kind of more embodying the vibe of it and the feel of it. Not even really extra-esque, but just, you know, Rocky Horror in general.
Yeah.
And, like, complimenting, again, some of the group. So our Polly family, Spanky ended up going as Janet. Which, fuck, she looked great.
She did look good, didn't she?
So
good. Yeah.
In like the white, like, negligee.
Yes, the white negligee.
Well, yeah, which, very innocent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we had Kobe and Judy as Eddie and Columbia.
They were fantastic. Oh my God, so good.
Yeah. Like, so good. Like,
yeah. And Eddie had a wig as well.
Yes.
Like,
a pompadour.
And he had the scar on his forehead. Yeah.
They were fantastic. And again, we
terrified the Uber driver.
Yeah, the Uber driver was like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We were like, it's just a jump to the left.
Oh, shit.
I've made a huge mistake.
Talking about costumes, like, once we got there, like, out front, there were people dressed up waiting to go in before 8 o'clock. And, like Bradford said, like, there were so many people that really put forth so much effort. And some of those people were like down to the fucking tiniest details.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to compliment one person real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We had many Brads, mm-hmm. and the Brads all looked amazing. Many of the Brads wore Dockers or dress or slacks of some sort. Mm-hmm. They wore a light blue shirt.
Yes, sweater.
A sweater. Yeah. And then a jacket, a taupe, you know, tan colored jacket.
Yep.
There was one Brad who had taken it to the next level. This Brad on his jacket had a patch.
Oh.
Denton High, class of 1963, which is the high school that Brad and Janet meet Dr. Scott in.
Oh, really? All right.
It was.
Someone did their research.
When I saw it, I almost peed myself. I was so excited. And I was like, oh my God, where did you find that? And he looked at his Janet and she goes, I was like, I'm sorry. Where did you find that? And it was amazing. Like, yeah. it, it goes to that, it's that level of detail that takes a costume from like cool to memorable. So,
yes, yeah. Well, there was a couple there. It was a Rocky and
yes,
and he had the gold tight shorts on. But he also had the bandages wrapped around him.
Yes, I saw that. Yes. I loved it so much.
Yeah, yeah. And she was dressed, I can't remember the character's name, the rainbow sequence. The
Columbia.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they looked fantastic too.
Yeah.
So I loved him because that's the scene post Touch Me, where he's got the bandage, where she rips her slip to bandage him up.
I loved the bandage. I think he was the only Rocky with bandages.
Yes, he was.
That was great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciated the detail. That was really good.
We had a number of Rockies, and I just want to say Rockies are the best because you just like drool. All right. Well, yeah. I guess I want to die in a pool and have somebody carry up an RKO power.
There was some fit looking Rockies.
There was also like a fair few magentas, like the maid magentas, quite a few of those.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, again, all the characters, there were a lot of, like, again, people in corsets and sequins, and it was just, the buy-in from people to dress up was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes. And also, shout out to all the Brads who had to, like, sweat their way through, like, three layers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they got to dress down to their little tighty-whities.
True.
I did see a pair of tighty-whities that I hope are now currently smoldering in a fire.
In the pits of hell.
In the pits of hell. They were nice and soft, but... God damn, you know who you are, and I know you're a podcast listener. And if you still own those, well...
They belong to my grandpa.
They belong in hell.
Yeah, and to that Brad's Janet, please help us out.
Yes.
Find them, destroy them.
But to that Janet's Brad, God damn, you're a lucky man.
Oh, yeah.
I commented on her dress as well.
Yeah.
So her dress was, again, if it was this beautiful light pink... it was meant to cover her chest, but what she ended up doing was she's too busty. So what she ended up doing was putting two little snaps where it looked beautiful. It looked like it was meant to be that way.
Yeah.
She also had a necklace that said Janet.
Yes.
Oh yes. I didn't realize that until the end of the night, which is weird because I was looking in that direction the whole night.
I know you were just weren't paying attention. But like
there was another, Frankenfurter that I saw playing pool.
Oh yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
There was a lot of embodied as well, like just really played the character.
I will say that I feel like this theme allows people to both dress up and have fun, and you can, again, just dress up to whatever level you want because you can go from complete virgin to whatever. But I think there's enough different characters to play to different personalities and bodies and like how you feel that
confident you are.
Yeah. And
I think it allowed people to give themselves permission to play.
Yeah. And you can find a character or a role that you want to be, even if it is like the background characters with like the sunglasses and the bright colors and
there was a background character there, and they had the sunglasses on, and I think the little top hat and just in the black jacket looked very cool.
Fine. Yeah,
very cool.
I love it.
I was like, oh, awesome. Now we've got like the complete set, like here's the crowd. And
now we can make a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really felt that way.
Yeah.
And the other thing I really like about it is because of the gender bending of the show, it allows for gender bending of the characters. And so you have people coming in, you know, whatever role they want to be, it doesn't matter how they were born or who they are.
Yeah.
It's just, well, how do you want to play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which leads to the play.
Oh,
I know, right?
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, That plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
How do you do, I see you've met my faithful, sexy man. He's just a little brought down because he heard you did not use, by the by, as your checkout code for adamandeve.com. That's right. What you need to do is find yourself a sexy new little piece of kit. Go to adamandeve.com and use checkout code by the by. That's BYTHEBI. What do you get? Well, I will tell you what you get. You will get one item at 50% off. You will get free and discreet, unlike me, shipping. You'll also get 6 sultry videos on demand. And you know what? Because you're a good little monster, I will throw something sexy in your box. Something a little extra. That's right. Go to adamandeve.com. Use checkout code by the by. That's BYTHEBI. If you go to curioushumansgame.com and use checkout code by the by, what might you get? You might get a wonderful ice-breaking game that might ask you wonderful questions like, who is your favorite Rocky? Who is your favorite Dr. Frankenfurter? And if it's not me, I will find you. That's right. Go to curioushumansgame.com. Use checkout code by the by, BYTHEBI, and you will get 10% off. And 100% of me. And we're back.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, I love how
I'm a little steamy now.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah, I might need a moment.
You know, there are people that skip the ads completely.
Oh, that
I'm one of those
fools.
People. Like, I always skip ads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's
just, well, now they have to rewind.
It's just a fun option to improv a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's the difference between when, you know, podcasts that you listen to where it's, you know, you're reading an ad, right? So you're reading the rote kind of whatever basic stuff versus like this, you improv. And it is different every single time. That makes it a lot more interesting.
Look, just I do it on the spot.
It's just boring like, for me. So like, I'm like, I'm going to make it exciting for me. I'm not going to read a goddamn ad. And trust me, our ad sponsors, I don't think they actually listen to what I say. So I don't think they actually approve what I say, which is fine.
Look, as long as it works, I don't think they care.
Until I get a slap on the wrist, I'm just going to keep it doing it my way.
I don't think they care as long as it works.
Yep.
So that's what matters. Yep.
Bring the money.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we ended up going downstairs because, let me be honest, it was fucking packed to the goddamn gills.
It was packed.
There was
hardly enough room to swing a flogger in there.
Yeah, literally. And we'll get to that specifically.
Before we get into this,
oh my God,
we had dinner with neighbors the night before. And I was talking to one of our neighbors about Pendulum coming up. And I was like, I was in one of those moods. And I was like, I don't know which way it's going to go. But what I want out of this Pendulum is I either want to go upstairs, spend the night there getting railed, or I want to go downstairs and flog people.
God, I love this woman.
Right? Well, we're lucky men.
And I was just like, I don't know which way the night's going to go, but I kind of want one or the other from the night, and I'll just see what happens.
Yep.
So we went into the night in Bradford.
And we ended up downstairs, Angela, flogger in hand.
Yeah.
So Angela took her entourage, I'm going to say, downstairs with her kit. And the first person was a surprising one, actually, for me.
Yeah.
That Angela had her. We had the spanking bench that is new to OSS, made by the Kinky Carpenter, who will soon make some stuff for us. Watch this space. There will be a podcast about it. And one of our podcast listeners, one of our Discord people, she asked to be flogged by you. And like, I was surprised at how quickly, like, you were getting your kit out and the gentleman and Spanky were like chomping at the bit. But like, she was just like, no, me. And I was like, I support this.
It was good. I was glad because, like, I want somebody who's keen, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, it was a great space to be in, actually, because there was yourself being the top spanking, and then there were people on the St. Andrew's Cross, which was really...
That was
the A-frame. That's the A-frame.
Oh, the A-frame. Yeah. Sorry, yes, well, it was the A-frame.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
It serves as a cross.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was using it as a cross because he had his like, arms and legs.
I just like correcting him.
Oh, yeah. We saw...
That was great. I want that as a button now.
So we'll get to play along the way down there. We saw a little bit of their play before we started. Yep. And then as I was flogging people or between people, I would kind of, because my back was to that area, I would turn around a little bit and kind of catch bits and pieces. And that
that's
was
where they're up to.
Pretty freaking hot. Yeah.
Agreed. So we'll fast forward a wee bit. So the first person that you were flogging ended up, it was really nice for me because I got to offer her aftercare because somebody had already taken the mantle from you or from her to be flogged by you. And I sat there with her head on my leg. I was sitting on the back of the couch and she was sitting on the, like as you're supposed to, like a real human, but she had laid her head on my leg and I had put both of my legs over the shoulders of her partner. And I was stroking her hair, and it was one of those, it was an interesting moment for me because as at that point, somebody who was neither dom, sub, nor switch to offer that aftercare felt really good. You know, coming off of a couple of weeks of being just physically exhausted, mentally exhausted to offer that tenderness was really nice.
It's almost like you shared the aftercare.
Today. Yeah, it really was. Stroking her hair was aftercare for me from the stress of a fortnight.
The week,
which was like, I know you're a listener, so I'm just saying thank you, thank you, thank you. It was really good.
At that time, I ended up flogging probably four or five people. Five people.
Yeah.
And I was aware of the fact that it was busy and it was crowded and, you know, it is a bit narrow down there. So I was conscious of like trying to not catch people. I did catch one Janet that we referred to earlier accidentally as she walked by and I was like, oh, and she just started laughing. So I was like, okay, it's fine. But I tried to be very aware. And that's why I like to face the way I was facing because I was facing the stairs. Yeah. So I could at least see when people were coming down. I couldn't always see when they're going up. But I feel like that's easier for them to navigate. But so I was kind of aware and it was a little bit tight spot, but it was a very, very busy night and there was a lot happening, a lot of people. So I tried to keep sessions to 15, 20 minutes, which isn't, you know, it's not going to be the most complete session, but.
I know. I'm with you, buddy.
There was a point there where you put me against the wall and I think it was when you had Spanky on the bench. And just to create efficiency, we were getting spanked at the same time. Well,
what we were trying to do, and I need to work on, I don't know, some weird technique to do this. What we're trying to do is I was doing the double Florentine on Spanky. And the question came up because I was close to the wall, right? So there wasn't really a lot of room on my left side. So the question came up as to, could I catch someone on the backswing, on the back, basically? Yeah. And I was like, I don't know, but the gentleman's there. Let's give it a go. And so I kind of positioned you where I thought we might be able to do it. We gave it a go. It doesn't happen naturally. It's going to take an additional like syncopation in the rhythm.
The wrist,
So I'm going to have to try to work something out to make this happen. But yeah.
I see
it. It was interesting.
I see a music video in our future.
Yeah, but it was good because I think three of the people were new people that I hadn't played with before. And so it was kind of a first time. I always find that interesting in that space because I feel like it's a little bit of an introduction, but I think that's a better introduction for a complete newbie, which there was. And I like that because it's like, okay, here are some different things we can try. Here's some different floggers and see what you like, what you think, and, you know, have some more check-ins and things. And then like one of them has been flogged before, loves it. So that was a little different because it was like, okay, now I can do a little bit more and I don't have to like, you know, really kind of be like, oh, here's the introductory kind of stuff. But it's still just on a busy night, it's a little different. But I did like it. And especially the one who had never been flogged before. At one point I was flogging her and I could tell from body language she was great, But at the same time, I was like, I'm going to check in. So I kind of leaned over and she was like, I was almost asleep.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's great.
And it was like, good. And then later on, she told her partner, she's like, this was better than a massage. Like, she just relaxed that bit more, which is good. And so, yeah, I like doing that because, like, introduce people to be like, maybe this is something you're interested in and it's good. But I did try to make sure that everybody that I flogged afterwards had someone for aftercare because I knew that I was going on to someone else. So it was like, make sure that you've got a partner who's going to look after you, give you cuddles, give you hugs, take care of you, that kind of thing. But yeah, I do think that the aftercare is a big part of it. And when it is that kind of, when I'm doing that kind of just service topping one after the other, I just try to make sure that there's somebody available for that.
Yeah.
But the scenes thing going on behind you.
Oh, there was so much happening behind me.
There was a lot going on.
So much happening.
There were many people in the midst of playing.
Yeah. Mm. So there was one couple who his partner was bent over the massage table and he was literally saying, come fuck my partner's ass.
Yes.
Yeah, they like it in the ass. Fuck them in the ass. And I'm like, that's kind of cool. And
it was confronting, but in a way that really it would have been horny as hell for her too. You know, like that's what she was there to do. But
it was confronting in a positive. Like I see that as an enticing way.
I also see that space to do that as a good space. As opposed to like upstairs, because I think you get more traffic going by as opposed to upstairs. You kind of get lost in the foray of all the people on the bed.
And I will say compliments to them. Like he was like, the only rule is you have to wear a condom. Like, fuck, good for you.
Yep.
Like,
And he was presenting her as well.
Yeah.
Like,
which was like spreading her ass. I really like that. Like, honestly, I really like that.
I stood back and watched.
Me too.
While I was given a head job.
I mean, as you do.
You know?
I mean.
Which was fucking hot.
Aftercare.
We were sort of teasing each other. There was a very, very attractive couple that I had the very unique opportunity to play with. And that was great, just teasing each other downstairs. While we were watching the spanking, while we were watching the fucking, there was another couple of ladies sort of going down on each other. There was another couple on the A-frame.
Don't make that face. I will smack the shit out of you.
And he was getting pegged
on the
A-frame. Yeah.
By two different people. One, it was her first time ever pegging.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And his partner was basically teaching this person how to peg him.
Oh, right.
That was honestly, like, I was trying to pay as much attention as I could to that.
She did a great job.
It was an amazing, beautiful, sweet, fucking awesome experience.
Yeah. Then there was another couple, and they were playing, and they had another guy sort of going down on them both. There was everywhere you looked, it was just
There
was so much play happening downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fucking hot. Yeah, that's gonna be in the spank bank for a long time.
It was really interesting. I loved seeing the play, right?
And then after, I will jump ahead a little bit, but after I stopped flogging, the couple that runs Velvet, they came down.
Loft.
And they did some shibari work.
I missed the shibari.
Yeah.
You missed this. Yeah, honestly, it was my favorite thing of the night.
Yeah? Oh, damn, I missed it. Well, I did.
We'll get to what you were doing at that time.
I chased like a puppy dog.
But they did a shibari scene on the bar that goes across.
Yeah, the bamboo hanging bar. Suspension bar.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
there's probably a name for it.
Kevin.
They did a suspension scene with Kevin.
I like that hanging bar. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it was good. And he tied her up and I mean it's beautiful to watch all of that. And then he flogged her a bit. And then like after the scene, which the scene was amazing.
Yeah.
And then afterwards they sat on the floor underneath because there's that little rug there. They sat underneath there and he was like cuddling her and giving her aftercare. Uh-huh. And it was so sweet.
Yeah.
It was so sweet to watch.
It was honestly, it was one of those touching moments that you kind of want to soak in for a while. The amount of care and love that they were sharing was really amazing.
It was one of those moments. Yeah. It was one of those moments that I was like, I want to go cuddle, but that would be weird. Yeah. So.
For me, it was one of those moments watching
me too.
This is why I love kink.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is why I love the scene, because you have something that is high impact and kind of crazy, followed by something that is so soft and just sensual. Yeah,
it goes to show it's all about the connection that you make.
Yeah. It's like one side is Velcro, right? One side is the hooks and the other side is the fuzzy. Mm. Uh-huh. And like you have both of those and it creates a bond that really can hold up a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should put that on a bumper sticker or something. So tell us, the last thing I remember about you, gentlemen, was you and I decided to go wandering upstairs to see what was happening. And we walked upstairs. We walked into the orgy room. I got a little overstimulated. So I was like, I think I'm going to walk back downstairs and find Angela. And you said, and I quote, "I'm going to see if I can dive in somewhere." Only you said it in an Australian accent. Uh-huh. "Oi, mate, I think I'm going to see if I can jump into some dingoes."
That sounds 100% like the gentleman.
"I'm going to see if I can get that one up ya."
That sounds more like him.
"See if there's a billabong up here."
Right. "I'm going to show him me big banana." So tell me, Once I abandoned your sexy, barely clothed ass upstairs.
I'm trying to remember because there was so much that happened. You know what I mean? Like it's a lot of it's a blur, but
sexy blur though.
Right? It was definitely a sexy blur. So
it doesn't have to be in order because the listeners at home don't know.
Okay, so I was very attracted to the couple with she was a very tall blonde transgender woman. Oof, and I was just like, "Oh, I've got to get me a piece of that."
Well, I know you were talking about her downstairs.
Yeah, yeah. But I was so shy to go and talk to both of them because they're both incredibly good looking.
When have you ever been shy?
Oh, I know. I don't know. It was.
My God, I can see you like, "Hi, do you like stuff?"
And you know what? That's exactly how it went down. I saw the two of them outside. They were outside where the swing is, where the double mirror is.
Oh, yes, yes.
Just upstairs, when you go upstairs at OSS and you take a hard left, just where the lockers are, you take a hard left. They were standing there and I thought, okay, this is my shot and I'm going to shoot it. And I went up and I said, "Hi, I'm the gentleman. How are you? I saw you two downstairs." Wait,
did you actually say "I'm the gentleman" or did you use your real name?
I used my real name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought, like, are you trying to play the podcast? Is this how you get laid?
You know what?
"Hi, do you listen to By the Bye?"
Yeah, yeah. Well... You know, the sexy Aussie.
"I'm not him, but I know him."
Yeah, I've heard it before.
"He's a nice guy."
And you know what? I sort of introduced myself and I said, "Look, you two are amazing. You're both dressed fantastic. I love your outfits." And then she just sort of said to me, "Oh, yeah, baby, you look great too." And I went, "Oh, okay. Oh, fuck yeah. Here we go. You know, this is, should I lean in?" I leaned in and we just started pashing each other. And then it was on for young and old there and then. And I just got down on my knees and I sucked that baby. Oof. Oh, so good.
Right there in the hallway.
Right there in the fucking hallway. It was just, People were trying
to walk around you, mate.
No, they weren't.
Also,
there were people that stopped and watched because it was a fantasy of mine for a very long time, and I fulfilled it last night, and it was amazing. I had such a great time.
Also, I'm going to say the orgy room was so packed that they probably couldn't have gotten in.
Yeah, the orgy room was packed. Yeah. All of the private rooms were full. The swing room was full. There was standing room only. Oh, standing and kneeling room. I took the kneeling room.
Oh, my God.
And I had a leg over my shoulder.
Oof.
Mouthful of cock, and it was great.
All right, yeah, I can.
Yeah, yeah. And then we
How long it. Did that last?
Probably 25, 30 minutes or so, because we found a private room.
Where the hell was I?
Then another couple came in, and same thing, it didn't. It was they just came in and joined in, and it was ended up being a bit of a pile on the bed. It was great,
nice.
Yeah, fuck yeah, it was.
I completely missed this.
Yeah,
what was Bradford doing?
You were downstairs at that, because that's when you said, like, yeah, I've got to go downstairs. Just, yeah, it was get a glass of water or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And oh, like, oh, I got a glass of water and took it down to Angela, and then yeah
and I was like, yeah, okay, bro, for you go, whatever works for you, mate. And,
honestly,
and
that was basically like, yeah, how you said it.
Yeah, whatever, mate. I'm just gonna. I was looking. I was on the hunt.
Yeah, you were.
I found my target. And yes. Yeah. It was great, and I was really glad that I got the opportunity to fulfill that fantasy, I guess.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And it was as good as what the fantasy was that I had, you know. Sometimes they aren't, but it was fantastic.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know at one point we went wandering around upstairs to see what was going on. And like you said, like all the private rooms were packed. The swing room was packed. And that was fun because there was somebody standing outside because it has the one-way glass. And so there was somebody standing outside and their partner was inside with another couple. And basically she was just
that
out.
Was the Rocky with the bandage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And she was out watching, like having gorgeous. So much fun watching her partner from outside. She was like, I don't want to be in there. Like
she was adorable. Ball of energy,
yeah.
Wasn't she?
Yeah. She kept going, that's my partner. And then occasionally he would put his face up against and she put her face up against so they could reconnect through the one-way mirror.
Through the one-way mirror. Oh, so cute.
It was really cute. That was fun. But we tried to, Bradford and I tried to go into the orgy room and like, honestly, there was a queue to get through the curtains into the orgy room.
Yeah. It was.
It was so full.
And I will say, this is the only time, I think I will say this, in the recent OSS past, once we got into the orgy room, I was like, nope, can't handle this smell. This is, to quote Marcy's Playground, I smelled too much sex and candy.
Yeah. Because it was very much like you walk in that space and you smell the sex. Also because the shower's there, so it's a little humid. All the bodies,
it was like
all the body heat.
A sexy rainforest.
Yeah. Yeah, all of it. And so it was like, I'm looking around and I'm seeing all these wonderful things, all this play. Like, it was so good. And people that we recognize, and there was that half moment of like, I want to jump in, but also it would probably be a little weird. And also it was just like way too much happening. I was like, I need to be in a quieter space than this. Not super quiet, but just like
quieter,
it was
so
packed.
It was.
So that's when we went back to look at private rooms and be like, is there anything available in a private room or someplace that's just a little less?
But there was a lineup like almost back down to the orgy room. I wasn't sure whether the lineup for the orgy room or the private room started or finished.
It was one of those moments where OSS needed a take a number system. Now serving 48.
Number 69, of course. But then I was also fortunate enough to find a couple that I started teasing and playing with down in the dungeon. I can't remember how we got into the I walked into the orgy room and they were standing on the side watching what was on the bed and I again took my opportunity.
As you do,
yeah. And we had a great play session. And it was another one of those, it wasn't quite full on puppy pile, but it was still people, complete strangers. Are you okay? Do you need to move back on the bed? And they're so accommodating and everyone was so friendly and nice. And I think I was the one being fucked because I was being ridden like a fucking bronco. Holy hell. Yeah. There was a point there where I thought I was getting CPR done because I was getting pressure on my chest and pounded in my, you know, my
hips. You do have asthma.
Did you need CPR?
Yes. I needed my puffer when it was done, let me tell you that. But it was great because actually Spanky was on the same bed. There was another couple there that I had met and didn't really talk to afterwards, but we were holding hands and you know, like it was, we were comforting each other while we were both.
As you were getting CPR.
Yeah. You know, it was just,
I remember
fantastic.
Spanky talking about that because she was somehow ended up like face to face with the other partner.
They were making out.
And they started making out because they're like, we're here face to face, might as well, right now.
Yeah, yeah. And then the couple that I was playing with, the couple started, fucking each other, which was the two of them are just gorgeous specimens of human beings. Mm. And I thought, well, you know, I might just. There's a spare mouth. So
I'm here to help.
Yeah. You know, good guy I am. So I sort of inserted my penis into her mouth, which was fantastic. And she brought me to climax, and I was there with my hands and everywhere. But that lady that was getting fucked very rigorously by her husband, she got me over the edge because her boobs were bouncing backwards and forwards, and she was getting plowed hard, and I was getting sucked hard. And then I saw her pashing Spanky, and I was like, and the whole room knew about it.
Mm-hmm. Did people stop and clap?
No, no one clapped.
Oh, boo.
So all I heard was but I don't think it was clapping.
No.
No.
1,000 asses fucking 1,000 pussies.
I will say the only, I think, clapping that we heard, like, for performance was downstairs for the A-frame pegging. Couple, yeah. The pegging couple.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They got an applause.
Well-deserved.
Yeah.
Well-deserved.
Yeah.
It was a fucking great night. Like, it was really great. And then even after, I think that was after that we went through and we spoke to, Rocky and her partner that were outside window. And then we ended up having a great chat outside that room with a few people. Yeah, it was just so good.
I think overall, between the theme being a fun one that is easy, inclusive, you can play with it as much or as little as you want to. Between that and the buy-in that people had to actually dress up and participate and to make an effort, come in, have fun, good attitudes, good play. Like, it was just the energy, the vibe was, like you said, like, it was one of the best pendulums in a very long time.
Yeah.
It just felt right. Like, everything on the night just felt like it really was right.
Yes. At a point there was, we're at the, down at the bar, and there was quite a long line at the bar. And, you know, you think people might get a little bit antsy about, oh, I need my drink and whatnot. But everybody was really kind of calm, chatty, very friendly.
So as the night was wrapping up, there was a young couple who had messaged me on Instagram about when was the best time to come to OSS. Mm. And I said, look, it's completely up to you all what you want. If you want newbies nights where most people are brand new, if you want more kinky nights and look at like Velvet. But if you want a night that is calm, but kinky and kind of open play, I would always suggest Pendulum. It's not for everybody, but if this is the kind of what you're wanting, sort of an ease into the community, choose Pendulum. And when they left, he came up to they as they left.
I think I witnessed this.
Yeah,
he was sweating. He was like
grinning from ear to ear and super excited. Yeah. And I went, "Did you all have fun?" And he was like, "Oh my god, yes, so much fun!" Like they were calling last fucks and like they're leaving. And he's like, "Oh my god, yes, so much fun. This was amazing. This was like this was amazing." And then I looked at her and I said, "Did you enjoy it?" And she was like, "I can't brain right now." And then they left.
But they were like two kids walking out of Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
Literally was.
Yeah.
And so
I love that.
I got
phrase.
A message.
I can't brain right now.
I can't brain right now. So I got a message from them from Instagram today.
Oh, great.
And they were like, "We had an amazing time." And I was like, wait. Are you the couple I spoke with as we were shutting up the doors and like you were exhausted? And she was like, "Yes, I was the one that couldn't break."
My brain couldn't work. Yeah.
Okay. Number one, you're adorable. Like you're both a fucking adorable. Number two, I'm so glad you came. Please come back.
Yeah. Yeah. See you next party.
Yeah. Right. It's interesting. This was to take all the positives and kind of bring them down as I normally do. Cause I am the voice of depressing reason.
Debbie Downer.
It's part of being the funny one. I had gone into this pendulum party very unlike me in an attitude of I wanted to play.
Uh-huh.
And then we got there and it took more of a kink turn, which wasn't like I wasn't feeling the kink side, but I loved the support that I could give to other people. And then by the time that we were going upstairs, it was so covered up. I was like, oofed. So I've gotten to that point now where I do love pendulum parties, but I would really love it if somebody else hosted a pendulum party so that I could go and actually play.
Yeah.
But I also think that because I feel what you're saying there, because like I said, like, you know, talking to neighbors before, it's like they won't go upstairs and get railed to go downstairs.
Yeah. And you had said the same to me.
Yeah. And it was, I very much enjoyed flogging people, but when we went upstairs, I was kind of looking for like, is there a place that we can play? Or like either together or jump in or whatever. And it was just, at that point, it was way, way, way too packed.
It was too late. We had waited too long.
It was too late. Yeah. And so it was kind of like, there wasn't a good way to really jump in or like for us to comfortably get into things at that point. And so that's my only thing is that like, I wish that I had been able to have a bit of both, which I also know for us on a pendulum night, it's not going to be both.
Yeah.
It's going to be one or the other. And so it would be good. I mean, it would take like a very, very long night. They'd have to be up until like 4 a.m. and we wouldn't stay that long anyway in order for us to get both out of the night. So I know that that is not a reasonable expectation. And so having an expectation of one or the other is really good. But I mean, just to pull it back a little bit, maybe that's where something like Velvet can come in because it is a bit pendulum-esque and we don't have to host. So maybe we can do the like starfish, like, you know, just rail me all night kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, I don't know. It's just
The starfish system works.
Look, okay. I'm just saying that there are other parties that we might be able to fulfill that desire.
I know.
And I think that's right.
And I think that's what I need to start looking at. is a space where like same gender play is encouraged or accepted even.
Yes. And accepted is fine.
Yeah. Accepted is fine. Yeah. You don't have to encourage it.
It's fucking happening.
As long as you don't fucking care. Like, but it was something like I had like, honestly, it like you both like top three pendulums of all time. Like that was so much fun. But I think what holds it back for me is the fact that like this was one of those rare times where I went to a pendulum and I'm like, I'm ready to play. I just didn't have the space.
Mm. Yeah. And you know what? Surprisingly upstairs, from the limited time that I do go to OSS, it was packed every time I went up there.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, normally sometimes I'll go up and go, okay, there's a spare bed here and there's a room there available. There were options. There was no options. It was packed. Well, there were people everywhere, and there was no other option but to just join in, and there's a corner.
And I think that's why we ended up downstairs at the beginning and why it took a kink turn for us was because even from early on, upstairs was packed. Yeah. Like there wasn't a moment from the time it started that it wasn't.
After we
downstairs
did our little
was packed,
our talk.
Upstairs was packed. Yeah. There was only a moment, I think, where the mid-floor wasn't that packed, but that's because everyone was up or down, you know.
There was a moment because we walked through and honestly
it's like a fucking ghost town.
There were like maybe six people on that
level. Oh yeah.
And I was like, holy shit.
That means I was upstairs.
Yeah. And I was like, everybody else is on those other two levels. There's only literally six people besides staff on this floor.
Yeah, like, isn't it strange? Because like some nights you walk downstairs because you want to check out what's going on in the dungeon and there's no one down there.
Yeah.
And then you go upstairs and go, oh, here's everyone's here. It was just packed downstairs, packed upstairs. Mm. I think that most people that went or the majority of people that went did play and did have a good night because that's where they were. I mean, it was evident that they were – it was the environment and the feel and whatever it was, the vibe – that it was just kinky and sexual and sensual and it was just oof.
It was everything Rocky Horror embodies.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let's get naked and let's get fucking freaky, you know? Yeah. Like it was awesome.
And one last thing I will call out is we did have the DJ.
Yes.
And he did an amazing job at sprinkling in Rocky Horror songs and whatnot along the way. I saw a lot of people dancing. The music that he did other than like Rocky Horror specific music, like he was a really good DJ. He kind of kept the crowd going, kept dance going. And so it's not something we've done often, but we might do it more because I feel like it does kind of change the feel a bit when gets people more on the dance floor.
Yeah.
There were a number of people that got on the pole last night. Like there was a lot happening on that dance floor. It was good.
Yeah. I witnessed firsthand a couple of people getting on the pole. You know who you are. And I thank you. Oof. Oof.
A quick shout out to the DJ, KJ Hennessy. That's KJ HENNESSY.X on Instagram. You know, if you're a reader, they are also a novelist. Recently wrote the book The Org. So, check out, go to KJHennessy.X on Instagram and please follow brilliant, wonderful, smart, funny,
lovely human
sexy.
Being. Do you know, and they also dressed up.
Yes.
To suit the theme, just thought was just 100% on board.
The extra effort.
Extra effort. Yeah.
It's great. Yeah.
So we were fortunate enough to meet him on the, we met him before, but we had an opportunity to chat with him at the OSS birthday party and like wonderful human.
Yeah.
And they did that. Yes. Yeah. They contributed to making a fantastic night even better.
Yeah. And I think it's something you may look at a bit more because it's fun.
It was great.
Yeah.
All right. So let's wrap this up real quick. Final thoughts on Pendulum, Angela.
Amazing. I loved it. I will do it again in 2 months' time.
Should we do more themes? What do you all think?
I think we can't do a theme. I would caution against doing a theme every time because because I think part of it can be more confronting for people who have never done anything like this and wanting to bring new people in as well. And so having a theme can put some people off depending on the theme. And so I think it really does. If we do themes, I think we need to put a lot of thought into what it actually is and how that's going to look and how people are going to interact with it. Maybe every other. I think it's good to have a few themes a year, but not everyone.
I tend to agree with that.
I'm seeing a John Waters theme.
John Waters.
Okay. You're a terrible queer human. I'm seeing Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
100%.
Queen of the Desert. Yeah.
They're doing a second one now.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
That'd be pretty good, actually.
They're doing a sequel or they're doing a reboot?
Yep. So here, a Priscilla Queen of the Desert sequel in the works with the original stars and director Stefan Elliott.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they're doing... So the original trio of stars, Terrence Stamp, Guy Pearce, and Hugo Weaving will return to their roles for the new film.
Oh, my God. That is so exciting.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. When that releases, we will do a Priscilla.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. You heard it here first. Awesome.
Yes, that's right.
I can't believe you didn't hear that.
I missed it.
Wow.
Missed it.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you reckon we could get the cast to come?
I mean,
asking for a friend.
I mean, probably not, but we can ask for a friend.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm friend.
And gentlemen, John Waters did everything from Pecker to Crybaby to Hairspray to Seed of Chucky. He didn't direct Seed of Chucky. He was in it though. Alvin and the Chipmunks, Queer Core, like a lot of wonderful. Interesting, crazy
stuff,
sexy, queer stuff.
Okay.
Yes. So look, I loved it. I thought it was amazing. And I was so happy and proud of the people who put more than half a second of effort in, which literally I think was everybody.
Mm. I think that there was such a great theme that even the people that just showed up that maybe weren't aware of the theme,
yeah,
kind of fit in anyway because if they just had sort of like some black leather or I saw some black collars with some gold chains, they looked like they were part of the cast of the show anyway. So it really fit. It just worked.
Yeah.
Everything just fell into place and worked. It was a great idea. Fantastic idea. Fantastic theme.
Shut up. Tell us more.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Everybody got on board. So it was a real credit to everybody that did show up.
Yeah.
They made the night special for themselves, which, you know, it's credit to the community that we've grown.
Yeah. I'm proud of us. Like the community that we've grown. Always very appreciative to Our Secret Spot for giving us the space, but very proud of our community who comes, month after month, by month after by month, to support us and to make a place where we all can play and be sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And be who we are.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Fucking oath.
Yep.
So if you want to join us at the next one, which is June 28th, you know, keep your eyes peeled on Our Secret Spot's website, www.oursecretspot.com.au. And yeah, or check us out, www.bytheby.com. And go to our contacts page. If you'd like to reach out and chat to any of us, you can at By the By Podcast on Instagram or Facebook, or you can email us. We are theatomsoflove@gmail.com. Any final thoughts, ladies, the gentlemen?
I cannot wait for the next pendulum and see where that takes. And hopefully we'll be able to be upstairs and just get railed all night.
I will be waiting in great antici.
Say it. Say it!
Patient.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.